WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. At least eight more rescue ships are joining the international effort to find a missing submersible that was heading to the Titanic wreckage. CBS's Ken McLeod has more.
As time runs short, Canadian military and U.S. Coast Guard teams ramped up the desperate North Atlantic search for the missing submersible with five people on board.
This is an incredibly complex search operation requiring both surface and subsurface elements, and our unified approach is critical.
Officials say the massive span of the search makes it exceptionally challenging to mobilize large amounts of equipment quickly.
The vessel is expected to run out of oxygen by tomorrow morning. Investigators say they found a solid new DNA link in their investigation into the murders last year of four students in a home near the University of Idaho. CBS's Matt Piper with the latest.
Court documents filed by prosecutors say the DNA of Brian Koberger is a statistical match to DNA collected from the sheath of a knife found at the scene. They say the DNA analysis is at least 5 octillion times more likely to be his than if an unrelated person randomly selected from the general population is the source.
The first day of summer came full blast for much of Texas. The mix of heat and humidity made it feel well over 100 in places like Austin and San Angelo. There have been pockets of power outages, so no air conditioning. Chris Van Dusen was with the Texas Department of Health and says hydration is key.
The greatest concern usually is for people who are older. You know, we see symptoms of heat stroke more frequently in people who are 65 and up and even 50 and up. But when the heat is like this, it isn't confined just to those populations. It really can't affect anybody.
San Francisco's infamous Leaning Tower has finally been fixed. KCBS's Matt Bigler says it has been a safety concern.
Construction crews have managed to transfer 18 million pounds of the Millennium Tower to new piles, pinning the leaning and sinking condo building to bedrock. Residents and tourists are relieved.
I'm so happy for the city of San Francisco that they did that for all of us.
One side of the 58-story tower has been tilting 24 inches.
We have not taken the lean out of the building.
But Ron Hamburger, structural engineer on the $100 million repair project, says the high-rise may self-correct in time.
Hopefully no longer going to be the Leaning Tower of San Francisco.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
In the U.S. House, Democrats chant shame at Republicans. This after the House voted to censure California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff for comments made several years ago about investigations into former President Trump's ties to Russia. The vote fell along party lines. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
All in to win. Jim Grass Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The city of Wisconsin Rapids will collect brush next week, starting on June 26th. Brush is limited to one pile, no larger than 4 feet high, 6 feet wide, and 10 feet long. Stumps and root balls are not accepted. You need to have your brush pile put on the curb by this Sunday, June 25th, or city crews won't put you on the schedule for pickup. The next brush pickup is scheduled for the last week in July. The Southwood County Humane Society is at capacity for cat surrenders right now. They don't have kennel space for personal feline surrenders. They will still accept stray cats from their contracted areas within Wood County. They're working to get cats adopted to open up more kennel space. If you or someone you know is looking to adopt, please contact them. If you need to surrender a cat, you can still call and get on their waiting list. This wait list does not have a time frame of how long you may be waiting. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. They're still searching for the Titanic submersible that disappeared Sunday. During a dive to the Titanic wreckage, Sean Leet with Horizon Maritime Services, which is lending manpower and resources to the search, tells CTV.
We have to hold out hope. I think, as you're aware, there's still life support available on the submersible, and we'll continue to hold out hope until the very end.
Investigators say DNA found on the sheath of a knife is a solid new DNA link in their investigation into the murders of four Idaho college students. CBS's Matt Piper.
Prosecutors say the DNA of Brian Koberger is a statistical match. He is the suspect in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students at an off-campus home last fall.
Texas is broiling. Matt Savansky with MedStar Mobile Healthcare says it's dangerous for children.
We see a lot of kids. School's out. The kids are on the playground. Parents might not realize that kids suffer from heat-related illness faster than adults do. And, we've already had four cases for kids under 10 years old.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager.
Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
10% off and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy. Put us to the test at WarnerStallion.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Robert Blake of the Solar Bear with the Solar News. We haven't seen Bob in a few weeks here, and it's really exciting. I kind of like how you got the lighting there at your place, too, Bob. It's kind of like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now, you know.
Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. Yeah. Love it, Robert.
Hey, well, great. Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, he was a really interesting type dude, wasn't he?
Absolutely. He was the greatest actor of his generation. And also, he, as you know, with the Academy Award and for The Godfather Part One, he did not take his Academy Award because of the treatment of Native Americans across this country. And he has a great interview on the Dick Cavett Show that you can find on YouTube. That's very amazing and enlightening. And he also, you know, he helped out AIM in a bunch of ways. And I don't have it in front of me, so I don't want to misquote myself. But he paid for some housing and some land and things like that for the American Indian Movement, especially when they first started out. But in the late 60s, early 70s, he was there for our people.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, And I think that that was when he had that woman who accepted or who went up and didn't right. accept the award, right?
Right.
And people like John Wayne were like bashing her just because she was speaking her truth. And, you know, that was, I mean, you look back at the now, you just think how backwards the Duke was.
Yeah. John Wayne's teeth.
John Wayne's. But I think we already knew that.
He definitely didn't like Native Americans, and he proved it in every movie. And John Ford, there was a documentary, Bob, that came out, Real Indians, about 2009, that really talked about how these early movies, these John Wayne movies, but really in particular, what the John Ford movies really messed up Native Americans and made us like dinosaurs and all one person. And, you know, I was just going to say, you know, there's 574 recognized tribes and 229 of them are in Alaska. And, you know, there's over 300 languages. You know, you can't put us all in one little movie and make us all one kind of tribe or people. We were so diverse in so many different ways.
Well, you know what, Robert? I think that's a perfect segue into the Solar News with the Solar Bear, because you're just giving out all that great information. And basically, you're just saying you can't stop the Native voice and look at this program. You know what I mean? You just can't stop it. And I want to throw some statistics at you, Robert, because you got me on the statistic thing right now. Okay. 4.5 million solar energy systems have been installed across Turtle Island. Let's go with that right there. I'm not going to say United States, but across Turtle Island. This is equivalent to 169 million metric tons annually that we're taking greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere. This is 38 million vehicles off the road, 19 billion gallons of gas being not used. So oil, right? Like gas, mm-hmm. you know, that you fill up your car. 2.8 billion trees being planted, okay? And this is the equivalent to also shuttering 45 coal-fired plants right now. This is what the this is what we've done in this country here on Turtle Island over the last like 10 years here. This is the equivalent to all this. Now, I wanted to also one more thing here I want to throw at you, Robert. And mm-hmm. and this is also 26, this is enough energy that we are producing with solar power right now to power 26 million households. Listen, Robert, this is happening. And I want to, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, but this is going to literally double, maybe triple, you know, over the next 10 years because of the wonderful legislation that we had come out from the Inflation Reduction Act. Mm-hmm. That is incredible.
You know, Robert, too, I put up a article that I saw today in the Tribal Business News about the Northern California tribes that are setting paths for sovereignty with a large-scale solar storage microgrid project. I mean, you've been talking about things like that for 2 years here on Native Roots Radio, and it seems like it's happening now. And they were able to, these tribes in California, Northern California, pay for everything with grants. And that's out there for us. And so you and I need to talk about my nation, too, as soon as possible, because there's things out there, as you were just mentioning, that are there for the picking and really in a good way for our Native communities.
Yeah, and what is really cool about this, because I'm looking at it right now, Robert, mm-hmm. that, you know, one of the tax attorney for this, right, mm-hmm. Is a good friend of mine. And she helped put that whole deal together there. And I just saw her at the Affiliated Tribes event, renewable energy event out in Seattle last mm-hmm. week. And they were presenting on this. They were talking about this at the conference. And so it was really cool to see those guys. The Nez Perce has got an incredible project that they're doing. Mm-hmm. So we are going to bring them into our, we're going to bring those experts into the planning that we're going to do for your tribe too. So,
yeah.
Yep. We're on it, Bell. We're on it.
I know. And then all the great things you're doing, you're working with Prairie Island. I don't know how much you can talk about that, but up in Red Lake, there's solar panels. You know,
we had a great day. We had a great day today down in Prairie Island. We had a lot of good conversations happening with the community today. I want to send a special shout out to Miss Jefferson, Miss Tina Jefferson of the Prairie Island Indian community. She has just been remarkable and so supportive, and has really stepped up as a community member out there to really lead the way out there. And then we just had a good graduating class of solar trainees up in Red Lake. They just installed a 30 kilowatt system on top of the OG wow. center up in Red Lake. And wow. We're starting the planning now and in the installation of the EV charging networks from Red Lake to Standing Rock back around into Minnesota and into your nation and into Wisconsin and into Michigan. And also, thank you for that letter of support, Robert. That really helped us out, too, with us getting that grant, too.
Well, yeah. And what I've always liked about you, Robert, but especially in your work, is how you've been open to all tribes' needs across Turtle Island and helping. And I've seen it in person, but I've also seen it as a politician, too, that you've come in with your hands ready to help and help and with all the knowledge, because, you know, I'm not an expert. The only thing I know is what Bob Blake says on Native Roots Radio. And that's the old joke. You know, I taught you everything you know, but not everything I know.
Well, you know what, Robert? I mean, it's you opening those doors for me, allowing me to have my voice be heard and people listening. And, you know, I can't thank you enough, you know, for the support. And you told me, you always told me to speak my truth, and you tell everybody that comes on your radio show to speak their truth. And we are so lucky and so fortunate to have you, and to also have this space where we can talk about the things that, you know, are important to us. That previous lady you had on the program, that was incredible. You're giving us a voice, Robert, and I think that's wonderful. And you're incredible leader in the community, and just appreciate you so much.
Well, likewise, Bob. Just think, I was your key gripper. You were my key grip just 5 years ago down in Iowa for the. I just got to say this too. You know, we're all over Wisconsin, and I had the privilege to be the MC to Wisconsin's Democratic Convention a couple weekends ago, and we have a big listening audience out in Wisconsin too that are really had a lot of people come up to me and talk to me about that. So we're all doing good, and I'm just a conduit to great guests and people, knowledge people like yourself. So I feel privileged to sit in this seat.
And I also want to say too, where a Solar Bear is getting asked to do some projects over in Wisconsin, so I'm really excited to move some of our work over there. And then I also want to say real quickly, Robert, before we go, 15% of the U.S. homes will, by 2030, 15% of all homes across the Turtle Island will have solar. And during 2022, every 44 seconds, there was a new solar project installed across Turtle Island. And last thing, I want to say hello to my niece, Alexia Guzman, who is visiting us from Oakland, California with their father, Joey Guzman. And so glad that they're here, staying here in the Twin Cities with us and taking in everything. So, miigwech.
Hey, Bob, and I, you know, one thing I got to say before we let you go here, I'm so excited about liquid hydrogen batteries that they're talking about those, and those are coming around the bend very soon here. So that excites the heck out of me.
Oh, I want to do, we're going to talk about this on the Solar News and the Solar Bear in the future. There's a lot of stuff happening in hydrogen, and I am talking to these people and working with them right now. So it's really exciting how all of this is going to be coming through fruition, Robert, and especially for Native country. There's a lot of opportunities for tribal nations to be a part of this. This is really incredible opportunity here.
Absolutely. Hey, Bob, why don't you give your Facebook page and your website address to everyone so they can jump on and see who you are.
Yeah, www.solarbear.earth, www.nativesun.org. And like the Solar Bear says with the Solar News, remember to everybody to keep on solaring on.
Right on. Hey, that was Bob Blake from Red Lake. Really appreciate you, man. We'll be talking to you very soon, within a day or so, on the phone. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line Light Rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
Now is the perfect time to prepare for summer reading, and Next Chapter Booksellers can help. Not sure what to get? The friendly staff at Next Chapter Booksellers are great at making recommendations to find books that fit your taste. Next Chapter Booksellers also hosts many book readings and meet and greets with authors. And they sell a wide variety of puzzles and games, too. So stop by the store off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul or place an order online at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Ooh!
Yeah. Ooh, look at that.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that was what an unbelievable show, Haley.
I know.
This is, and then it's always good to see our friend Bob Blake from Red Lake. I can't stop saying that, I know, but he's been just leading the way in the solar energies community here in the natives and helping many tribes succeed in their own sovereignty with their own power. And you can't say enough. You know, I got a few fun facts here. I'm kind of taking Wendy's thunder a little bit here, but I'm going to have some fun facts here about Native Americans, and I'm going to read a couple here, and we'll discuss them here at the end of the show here, and I think they're kind of fun just to talk about. You know, one of them, Haley, is the Navajo Nation has the largest tribal land in the United States, and it's almost 25,000 square miles. And it's the size of West Virginia and more, twice as large as Maryland. The nation extends into Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in 2021, the Navajo Nation also surpassed the Cherokee Nation to become the largest tribe by population, too, with nearly 400,000 registered members. And as you might expect, 400,000.
Wow.
And as you might expect, now Navajo has the most speakers of any Native American language. So, with those numbers, but 400,000 people. And I know during COVID, it was really crazy what was going on down in Navajo Nation, which is large, but there was a lot of parts of their tribes and their nations didn't have running water. And it was really sad to hear a lot of the problems that were happening there. And especially, you know, Haley, when COVID first started, there was no vaccine and people were talking about washing their hands all the time. And when you don't have running water, just the basic thing of washing your hands and keeping them clean, we're not available to our brothers down there in Navajo, a lot of brothers and sisters down there in Navajo Nation.
Yeah, I mean, water is essential. We need water for many things. And yeah, I would say that's not the best thing to have going on, especially during COVID. But,
you know, another fun fact here is that there are around 326 tribal land areas in the United States compared to the 574 federally recognized tribes. So, in other words, there's a couple hundred that don't.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. ECDC's Multicultural Community Center in Central Wisconsin helps newcomers settle in. Brittany Merlot has more.
Over 100 refugees now call Central Wisconsin home, and it's all a part of a resettlement effort started last year. Wausau, Stevens Point, and Marshfield are home to dozens of families of refugees from all over, with the first families arriving in January of 2022. Families have come from places like Afghanistan, the Congo, Sudan, and more. Now, the ECDC says they aren't even close to done with the efforts.
There's a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow in tribute to a brave little boy who would have turned 9 on Thursday. The Malcolm McGregor Memorial Drive honors Malcolm for his bravery and strength during his 3-year battle with neuroblastoma cancer. Be a hero and make an appointment to donate blood on Malcolm's 9th birthday, Thursday, at the Lincoln High School gym from 8 to 3. Make an appointment at 1-877-232-4376. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is brought Podcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly clear overnight with lows around 57. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 85. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Upper 80s. Friday, warmer. Saturday, with highs in the low 90s and showers possible.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
WFHR, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.